my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org for the recording date of Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. What we want to do at this point is to go into the book of Revelation and go into the Holy Quran, the book of Revelation of the Holy Bible, and chapter 6 of the Holy Quran. Now, in Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, we're wrapping up the letters to the, was it seven churches of Asia Minor? So we're wrapping up those letters. We were talking, which church were we speaking to? Laodicea. Laodicea is the last church that Yahushua Jesus is speaking to. And Laodicea has to do with the people of justice, justice of the people, because, sisters and brothers, no justice will come from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families in and of themselves. But we, as the poor working class, oppressed masses of the people of the earth, have the absolute right to demand justice from those holding office. When you and I, when we research the definitions of words like rulers, leaders, shepherds, pastors, these that hold positions of leadership in society are absolutely obligated by the laws of the Most High to provide freedom, justice, and equality to the people. And if they do not, the human family, the masses of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white oppressed people's proletariat of the earth, we have the right to overthrow systems and institutions and leadership that refuse, those who refuse to do right by the people. We are human beings on this planet. We have rights that are given to us by the Most High. And no human being on the planet has the right to deny any human being their God-given rights. So we must be the people of justice, justice of the people. We must, we who understand this message, work on behalf of the poor working class, masses of the people, and give to each other justice, as this is the day and the time that we must prepare the youth and the babies to fulfill that which is written in Psalm 8, that mankind is the glory of God, the Most High, Yahweh, Almighty Father, Almighty Mother. Mankind is the glory of the Elohim, the gods and goddesses, the angelic spirit energies that do the will of the Most High. Mankind is the glory. Man and woman is crowned with the glory from the Most High. Mankind is put in the earth realm to show forth the splendor of the Most High. Mankind, men and women, boys and girls, we are here in the earth realm to give praises to the Most High and show the character and disposition of the Most High through our getting up and standing up on behalf of the poor working class masses of the people, through our work of overthrowing institutions and organizations that are destroying the people, through our work and mission of showing love, honor, and respect to another human being and helping another human being that is in need of help. Yahushua wants we to be Laodicea. Fulfill who we are. Fulfill our mission. Hebrews chapter 1 talks about mankind again. Made lower than the angels, quoting Psalm 8. Made a little lower than the angels and given the power to rule the whole of creation. The whole of creation put under the foot of mankind. Men and women, male and female, boys and girls. We are the glory of the Most High, and that is our destiny. And in the meantime, we have been usurped. See, we were talking in James in the Sunday school lesson, and James in the African Hebrew is Yaqub, Jacob, Yaqub, which means supplanter. See, the wicked ruling class have overthrown us, thrown us off of our position, thrown us off the throne of the Most High, thrown us off of our position of ruling this creation on behalf of the Most High. So Yaqub comes to overthrow the wicked. We are coming in the spirit of Yaqub to overthrow the wicked off the throne. They are illegitimate rulers. Yahushua is the supreme supplanter, giving us the methodology of overthrowing the wicked off the throne as they hold that throne illegitimately because they refuse to rule in truth, justice, and righteousness. So our babies, our youth must be prepared to take this throne, to take rulership, to take leadership, to be in control of all the governments and institutions and organizations and corporations that are on the earth, and that these babies and youth are prepared to rule on behalf of existence for all. Yahweh, Yahweh, existing for all, truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, behold, verse 20, chapter 3, book of Revelation. This is Yahushua talking. And remember, Yahushua is health, wealth, prosperity to the masses. Yahushua is also defined as liberty or liberation, deliverance to we, the poor working class masses of the people who are in need of health care, who are in need of education, who are in need of being delivered from and out of a system that has denied us liberty, liberation, meaning the opportunity not to be oppressed and enslaved. We need to be delivered from a system that is death, hell, and destruction, and destructive to the human family. This is Yahushua. Yahushua is also defined as vengeance, which is a warning to us that we must get our lives together. We must get our spirit, mind, body, and soul together that we may live the life that the Most High has ordained for us to live, that we may give justice to each other and justice to the human family. Or else, if we continue down the line of thinking like the wicked ruling class, hating each other, destroying each other, putting stumbling blocks in each other's way, then we invite the vengeance of the Most High on ourselves because we're now working against existence. Yahweh. Huh. Boy, I give thanks and praises to the Most High. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Science we're teaching, sisters and brothers. Oh my God. Yahweh is the power behind the universe. As we study all the various aspects of the universe, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, as we study biology and study chemistry and study medicine, all of these splices of life, the whole of the universe is constructed to produce life, L-I-F-E, existence. Yahweh is defined as existence, existing, living for all. Yahweh is father and mother. Yahweh, life, is father and mother to all of us and the whole of the universe. So Yahweh is that power behind every facet of the universe to facilitate life and existing for all. And when we work against existing for all, then we invite the vengeance of the Most High on ourselves. So we warn ourselves, and we also have a duty to warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families. This is Yahshua. This is who is speaking to us in chapter 3, verse 20 of the book of Revelation. So don't just relegate to this discourse to a flesh and blood man, but understand that Yahshua represents the very fabric of the universe. And so this fabric of the universe called Yahshua, health, wealth, prosperity for all, liberty, liberation, deliverance for all oppressed peoples, vengeance on all who go against existing and living and seek to produce death. This is who is speaking to us. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Let's see if we can break this verse down by looking at most of the words in the European Greek language. Now, we keep in mind that these scriptures written to the African Hebrews, originally written in Aramaic, which is a derivative language of the African Hebrew, but then the scriptures from the African Hebrews are translated into the European Greek so that our European Greek and Roman poor working class sisters and brothers may have this knowledge, that they with us may rebel against Rome and Caesar and the Roman Senate and those bankers and those wicked ones who were oppressing not only African people, but also oppressing poor working class European Greeks and Romans as well. And so we have the same mandate. Get this message to all poor working class people so that poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white may come together on this knowledge and overthrow Yaqub, James, Yaqub, that wicked one at the top that is destroying us all. So behold, the word behold, let's see if we can hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 2400, Idu, Idu.
Idu, behold, 2400, Greek side, it means behold and see. It is rooted in another word. Let's hear the etymological root word.
Strong's G, 1492, Ido.
Ido is the etymological root to Edo, and this Ido means to see, to perceive with the eyes, to perceive by any of the senses, to perceive, notice, discern, discover. See, we're talking about the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity for every human being on the planet. We're talking about the principles of liberty, liberation, deliverance for the poor, working class, oppressed, proletariat masses of the people. We're talking about warning of vengeance if we continue to kill and destroy one another, going against the principles, characteristics, and attributes of Yahweh existing for all. So with our eyes, with our senses, the five senses of man, let me see now, sight, smell, taste, hearing, and touching. See, this is science, the African Hebrews, carrying forth this knowledge of the ancient African ancestors, understanding and studying the structure of the human being, understanding there are five senses of the human being, that we must be able to use all of that which has gone into the construct that is the human being, that was constructed by the Most High, Yahweh Yahuwah, to propagate life, living, and existing. So, and it also says here, turn the eyes, the mind, the attention to anything. So now we're talking about the mind. Let me see how mind is defined in the dictionary. The element of a person that enables them to be aware of the world and their experiences, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thought. Now, sisters and brothers, remember what we said about the African science of creation. We're going to continue to refer back to the African science of creation for the duration of time, however long. Remember, there were three phases to the African science of creation. The first phase, the waters of noon, waters at rest, waters calm, waters of noon, noon the masculine, nonet the feminine, noon the masculine, the waters representing life, the seed of life at rest, no motion, no boundaries, this water in the womb of nonet, representing the whole of life as one, representing that even though we are black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we are one. And whatever we do to one, we do to all. Whatever actions we commit, those actions, like ripples on water, have effect. We are one. Whatever is done in Africa, is done in America, is done in Asia, is done in Europe. When one human being hurts, we all are supposed to feel the pain. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, has spoken about this reality in this way, that like a human body is one organism. Paraphrasing him, when the foot hurts, you feel it. When the hand hurts, you feel it. Do we feel hurt and pain when our sister and brother is going through hurt and pain? So the first phase of creation teaches us that we are all one, full of life, no boundaries, no barriers. But then phase two, we get to pitta, that earth reality rising up out of the water, causing motion and causing turbulence and causing chaos. But this turbulence and motion and chaos is now going to be constructed by the mind. We're talking about the mind. We're talking about the senses. We're talking about the power of thought and thinking. So pitta represents the mind and the power of thought and the power of thinking. And this mind is going to now take motion and take chaos and take turbulence and then call forth phase three, which is atum. Atum, they call the atum atoms now, but atum is awareness and consciousness. So you're looking at these three phases within these definitions, because we know that this knowledge is from the ancient African ancestors. So that three phase reality to the African science of creation: oneness, peace, then potential for motion, and then you have actual motion. That which is not in motion tends not to stay in motion until critical mass pushes that which is not in motion into motion, and that which is in motion stays in motion because it is in motion. And so we're looking at oneness and peace. Then we're looking at motion and chaos. And then we're looking at the power of the mind to call forth the senses to be able to understand and know. And that is the third phase of creation, atum. And so we are the atum. We are the atoms made up and constructed from atoms. We are the Adam. In scripture, Adam is the atum, and Christ is the atum, having the power to construct creation. Every phase of creation, portion of creation, has atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. Nothing is dead. The African ancestors taught us that the whole of creation is alive and in movement. And so with our mind, with our consciousness, with our thinking, with our thoughts, with our senses, we are able to behold Yahshua. This word defined also as to know, get the knowledge of, understand, perceive, to know how, to be skilled in, to have regard for one, to cherish and pay attention. So we are studying Yahshua. We are studying Yahoshua. We are studying health, wealth, and prosperity for all. We are studying liberty, liberation, and deliverance for the whole of the human family. The human family must be liberated. The poor working class masses are absolutely in need of liberation. The wicked ruling class and ruling families, wicked, 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 need to be delivered from their wickedness, and they, for their own health, must join we, the poor working class, in this mission of liberating the human family and liberating the oppressed. So behold Yahushua. What are you doing, Yahushua? Yahushua says, I stand at the door. I stand. This word stand here. Let's hear the definition. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 2476. Histemi.
Histemi. Histemi, Greek side, 2476. This is a verb to cause, to make, to stand, to place, to put, to set, to bid, to stand by. In the presence of others, in the midst, before judges, before members of the Sanhedrin. Now remember, the Sanhedrin was set up in the time of Yahushua, facilitated, constructed by Caesar, constructed by Rome. Rome and Caesar controlled the Sanhedrin. Rome and Caesar, the Roman appointed governor that was the on-the-ground face of Rome in Israel, actually held possession of the high priest garments. The high priest could not even control his own garments as he went about to fulfill his duty in the temple, in the synagogue. These high priests had sold out the people. These high priests were not working to fulfill any of the law. The law of Moses is against interest, against usury, against slavery, against exploitation, against the theft of land, wealth, and resources. The high priest, not Elizabeth, not Johann or John, not Zacharias, not the old man Simeon that we talked about some time ago, not Hannah, I believe her name is. These were rebellious ones. These were rebels against the high priest, rebels against Rome. But the high priest had sold the people out. The high priest were taking the monies and the tithes and the revenues and funneling them up to Caesar, up to Rome. And they were also keeping extra for themselves, robbery and rape and thievery against the people. So when Yahushua says, behold, I stand, Yahushua is saying, I stand against the system. I stand against the Sanhedrin. I stand against the high priest. I stand against Rome and against the Roman Senate. I stand against the bankers and those who exploit the people. And we must have the fortitude to say the same today. Republicans and Democrats, Mr. President, sir, senators and congresspeople, CEOs of corporations, heads of government, financial, educational, and religious institutions, all of you leaders who are the leaders that have sold the people out, I'm only speaking to those who have sold the people out. We have to stand against your actions. We have to stand for the people. We have to stand with Yahushua. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.